Everybody has a thyroid gland, but most of us don't pay much attention to it. Carolee Shamus thinks we should.
The thyroid is a small gland at the base of the neck and throat that is responsible for our metabolism. It distributes energy throughout the entire system, and every cell in our body uses thyroid hormone in order to function optimally. Low or high thyroid both make people feel very lousy, often in different ways.
Carolee is a registered nurse at the Integrative Medical Practice of Shamus Family Services, a San Rafael clinic founded by her husband, Dr. Richard Shamus. He adds that thyroid imbalance can be responsible for a host of problems.
Fatigue, depression, overweight, dry hair, dry skin, dry eyes, actually thinning hair, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, low libido, and a host of female problems, everything from bad PMS to miscarriage, infertility, severe menopause. It's a long list of things that could be wrong simply due to thyroid.
Moreover, says Dr. Shamus, many physicians don't look to the thyroid as a cause of these problems.
A person could be treated for depression. It can be caused simply by low thyroid, for instance. Many people are treated for anxiety. That can be caused by high thyroid. Many people are treated for high cholesterol. That can be caused by thyroid. People are treated for any number of items, and the ultimate underlying diagnosis is often missed to the detriment of the person and to the healthcare system, wasting tremendous amounts of money because thyroid problems are being undiagnosed or misdiagnosed as something else.
Thyroid imbalance has become so common that the Shamuses have written a new book, Thyroid Mind Power, which details the links between hormonal imbalances and numerous psychological and medical conditions. It offers suggestions for how to treat them, too. Thyroid problems are so widespread, they say, that as many as 1 in 10 Americans may be troubled by them. Part of the reason for that, explains Carolee, is imprecise testing.
Doctors are mostly using just the TSH test, one test to try and determine if a person has a thyroid problem. We say that's inadequate. You need to do a battery of tests. You need to do a thyroid panel, including thyroid autoantibodies, because this is an autoimmune condition, so you need to see what your antibodies are doing.
With more accurate test results as a starting point, Dr. Shamus adds, treatments are readily available.
It's a simple, inexpensive medicine that is available at the pharmacy, and also people can get equivalent treatment over the counter with vitamins and minerals and herbal medicine.
Another key component, adds Dr. Shamus, is simply vitamin D.
Vitamin D is crucial to thyroid function. You need a molecule of vitamin D for every molecule of thyroid that you want to have do anything in your body. It's so important for your body, you really want to have plenty of vitamin D.
We'll learn more about those treatments and the likely source of this plague of hormonal problems on our next segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.